Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph brings a case that is an extension of the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rishua that we discussed in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer was Mekil and said you can use all the figs in the jug to be Mevatel, the ones that you know are on top of one of the jugs. And Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, the ones that are on top, you know that the Truma is on top, so you can't consider the figs that are on the bottom. In our Mishnah, we're not talking about figs. We're talking about grain in a granary. Okay? So, now, a fair warning that the wording of the Mishnah is a little awkward. And so, I'm going to explain it the way the Mefarshim explain it. And there are, obviously, different ways of explaining this Mishnah. But this is the most straightforward way. And it follows the way the Yerushalmi explains it. So, Se'atruma shenafla al pimegura. So the beginning of the case is as follows. You have a storehouse. A megura is a storehouse. You have a storehouse full of grain, and a se'ah of truma, grain, falls onto the top of the pile. Right? Vikipe'ah, and you scooped off the top of the pile, right, to try to get the truma out. So, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im yesh bakipui me'asa'a. Rabbi Eliezer says, if there is in this amount that you scooped and all of the grain that is under it together 100 sa'a in order to be 100-to-1 ratio against the truma that fell in, talabech urmea, then it is ole because you have in the whole pile the scoop and the pile that is under it is together 100-to-1, and therefore it is ola. That is Rabbi Eliezer Lishitaso, keeping with the opinion he expressed in the previous Mishnah, that even though we know that the truma grain is on top, and it never got anywhere near the grain on the bottom of the pile, still we can consider the entire pile part of the suffix, and therefore we can use the entire pile of grain to be mevatel it, even if you already scooped it off. You still can consider all of the grain because it was touching at one point, and therefore the original suffix was in the pile, and therefore you're allowed to include all of it, and as long as together there's 100-to-1, it's ola. Rabbi Yoshua Omer Lotale. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, you can't. If the scoop and the pile together are required in order to be mevatel it, right, then it is not batel, right? It's not ola. So what do you do according to Rabbi Yoshua? Simple, says Rabbi Yoshua. Se'at truma shenafal al pi megura. So if you have a se'at truma that fell onto the top of the storehouse pile, yikapena, scoop it off. Scoop off the top. If you scoop off the top, so yes, it's probable that when you scoop off the top, you're going to end up with more than the original sa', of course, because you have to kind of scoop the whole top area. But it's not going to be 100-to-1, which means that you're going to end up with meduma. You're going to end up with more than your sa'ah, only a sa'ah of which is truma. But you will have protected the whole rest of the pile from becoming meduma. And that, Rabbi Yoshua says, that's the solution. Right? Very simple. Scoop off the top, and then you've protected the rest of the pile. Even though you lost a little bit in the process, it's still worth it if you're saving your entire storehouse. V'imakein, so the Mishnah asks, wait a minute, Rabbi Yoshua, if you're anyway going to scoop off the top of the truma, then what's the case? Lama amru truma ola be'echad me'ah. What's the case in which we use this concept of olin? Right? Why don't we just say, scoop it off the top? So when do we ever say this that it's batel, that it's ola? So two cases when we would use this halacha. One, im eni yadua im balul osein, if you aren't sure if it's all still on top, right? Maybe it got mixed in, right? So if the in our example, in our Mishnah, a se'ah of truma fell onto the top of the pile, and it's been there for, you know, since yesterday afternoon, right? You just now realized that it fell in yesterday afternoon. So, you know, and since then, there have been workers going around. So it's possible, maybe even likely, that it didn't move, but you don't know that for sure. Stuff has been moved around, and it could be that in the meanwhile, it got intermixed some way, or even just a few grains of it got intermixed, you have a problem. And therefore, if there's a case where you can't be certain that it's that it remains unmixed, well, then you have to use the idea of Olin with 100 to 1 in order to save the pile. Right? And then even Rabbi Yehoshua would hold that you can, because all of the grain is part of the suffix. And the second reason you would use Olin, or the second case you would use Olin, is if you don't know, oh, or you don't know, la'ayinafla, you don't know where it fell in. You saw that there was somebody walking with the thing of truma at the top of the granary. I mean, you saw him trip, and you saw it fall, but you have no idea where. It could be that it fell on the right side of the pile, it could fell on the left pile, it could be it fell over on the edge and fell all the way down to the bottom. You have no idea where it is. Since you have no idea where it is, then again, the whole pile is part of the suffix. Scooping isn't going to help. And therefore, your whole pile, which is part of the suffix, contributes to the 100 to 1 ratio that you need in order to say Olin.